This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The boss. Genius.
I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Right, this Jim.
I love this.
Check it in.
You know, there was 60 Minutes. I've kind of gone back to watching 60 Minutes. They've expanded it to 90 Minutes, and there are some interesting things going on. Wait a minute.
They should be calling it 90 Minutes.
90 Minutes, yeah, right, exactly.
The heck?
Anyway, I think it was the week before last, they had an interview with Stevie Van Zandt, who is little Stevie and the right-hand or left-hand man of the bosses. Very interesting what he was into. I'd forgotten that he was on The Sopranos, that he was sort of the second foil. Right? Yeah, he had that wig, that hairpiece they put on him. And you couldn't really tell, looking at that hairpiece, that it was him, frankly. It was very cool. So, anyway, we celebrate the Christmas season here on the Good Day program. Don't forget, when you hear the Trans-Siberian Orchestra songs here on the Good Day program, call 855-999-DOUG. And if you're the first one in, I don't want to play games. Oh, the 19th caller. No. If you're going to go to the effort of calling, get there fast, and we'll give you one of their CDs, okay? And then you also will be entitled to the giveaway. You go into the giveaway for the this new stereo turntable from Audio Technica. It's a very cool thing. Great audio quality, so you get that if you're the grand prize winner in our little Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert and contest. Ruth Anderson, listening to KQEN in Bend, Oregon, won yesterday. Chad Howard from Evansville, Indiana, won listening to WGBF today. And so we continue with winners. Well, maybe there will be a winner in another minute or two and three. I'm not going to give it away. Here's some good news, Jen. An Army captain going back to the Vietnam War and a youngster from Michigan struck up a relationship 56 years ago. They were pen pals. And this week, they met. Ned Felder.
Wow.
13-year-old Christina Olson's care package. By accident, 1967, she reached out to any soldier. Christmas present from the Campfire Girls. It's a project that she was involved in. And there was a nice note attached to the item, which basically referred to what would be, something of important, a connection between a girl in the seventh grade and somebody who's out serving the country. And so they got together for the first time. They've been corresponding over all these years, pen pals, if you will, birthday cards and things like that, Christmas. And so this guy said, just to see something that came from Vietnam, it was something that really, from that era when he was serving over there. Because as most everybody knows who was around then especially, it was pretty unpopular, and Americans were pretty shameful when it came to how they treated these soldiers that were in the Army and the Marine Corps and stuff who were fighting. They didn't choose to go. Well, at that time, it was a draft. It wasn't a volunteer army. It was a draft. And so, anyway, I thought that was kind of cool that they got back together again 56 years after they had their first correspondence.
Did you ever tell the story or talk to the story? It's very similar about the woman who made a phone call to invite her grandson to Thanksgiving dinner, and she called the wrong number or sent the wrong text or something like that.
Yes.
And then the guy actually, actually responded and said, well, I can come to Thanksgiving. And so he did, a perfect stranger, but they've been doing this for years and years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that's a great story.
That was a great story, too.
You know, there are all kinds of really wonderful things that go on that don't get talked about. That's why when, you know, there are a lot of people talking about Rosalind Carter, and that was cool. And, you know, the stuff that's going on in Ukraine and the stuff that's going on in the Middle East and things that are generally on the top of people's minds. But I like to talk about all the news here, not just some of the news, but all of the news. And those are stories that make the news here and there. I find, you know, I'd be the first to admit that I don't use the same conventional sources everybody else does. But that's why when you listen to all these other radio programs, it all sounds the same because they all get talking points from the same guy. And he happens to have a pretty successful radio program of his own. Do you ever get anything from Levin? Do you ever look for any of that stuff that he comes up with? You do.
Yeah, he comes up with some good stuff.
Yeah. A lot of people. He and Rush used to trade all the time. A lot of noise.
Trade barbs.
Yeah, well, I don't know about
they were
barbs,
buddies. I know.
Yeah, they were friends. I like him. I don't subscribe to his stuff on the air, but, you know, it is what it is. All right. Hamas released 12 more hostages, 10 Israelis, a couple of ties. THAIS.
Yes, thank you.
And Israel.
What was shocking to me is how many Thai people were Thai nationals were actually caught up in all of that. I mean, there were multiples. Yeah.
Yeah. Why? That's a strange deal.
Mm-hmm.
30 Palestinian women and minors have been released from the Israeli jails. Supposed to have more on, I guess, both sides today. The last day of the ceasefire. Let's see if it holds or they're smart enough to just... I mean, they've made their points on both sides. Hopefully they're smart enough to just pack it in and let's, you know, go down the road. Many of the Israeli hostages are talking about being broken by the Hamas soldiers. And you look at some of this stuff... the real disappointment here, it's Christmas season, and Bethlehem is usually open for business, but Bethlehem is on the wrong side. Bethlehem is on the Palestinian side. I remember when I went there a number of years ago, I went all by myself, and a taxi, matter of fact, when I was at the hotel, I said, can you get me a taxi to go over to Bethlehem? I want to go see the church where Jesus was born. And the guy says, are you sure? And I said, you know, I knew that there'd been some...
Yeah, I mean, think about that, though.
Stuff.
I mean, if they're telling you that, obviously...
Yeah, so I went over there. I did go over on my own. And there's a mall. There's this little teeny kind of a church that was built around, obviously, where the nativity took place. And across from it is a town square where there are multiple stores. And it's like a, you know, mixed-use building with stores in the bottom and restaurants and stuff. And then there's a bunch of apartments. And it's like a U-shaped building. And the ends of the building were loaded with shrapnel and bullet holes. I'm thinking to myself, hello, across
probably
the street.
Probably not how it was intended, right?
40 feet from me is the place where Jesus was born. And across the street, we have buildings that are loaded with bullet holes. And I had never seen anything quite like it. After that, I went to Sarajevo. Did I ever tell you that story about what it looked like, what it was like being, it was so eerie in Sarajevo. The buildings were, you know, blown up, and this was at the time of the Macedonian War. And it wasn't called the Macedonian War, but that's what it was. Yugoslavia, the independent, whatever they called it, the fight over Sarajevo. And so the buildings were all riddled with bullets. I mean, I was surprised some of them were still standing, frankly. That was the time. Remember when Ellen Radner and I went over and I got myself into we went down a road and got stopped. We didn't know where we were. Ellen and I just said, okay, let's get a vehicle and let's see where we can go.
Let's go.
And this was in the war. And so we got to the borderline, and we couldn't go any further. So we got out, and I walked. I went to the border, and there's an encampment on the other side, 100 feet from the border. And so I said to the guard, the bunch of guards there, "Can I cross over and go talk to those people?" And they didn't know what to make. I'm not even sure they understood what I was asking, but I pointed over there, and they said in broken English, "Okay," something like that. So I walked over, and I observed some stuff that amazed me, actually. The drug paraphernalia and the drug sales that were going on. Didn't I? I'm sure I've told you this story. Did I ever tell you this story?
I don't remember that, but that's crazy.
All right, so anyway, I'm walking around, and they just let me wander around. I got a tape recorder, but I don't tape anything because nobody speaks English. So I'm just watching the drug stuff going on in this camp. And there were 800, 900 people that had been captured, and they were in this camp. So I came back, and somehow or other, the story made it into the, you know, Ellen used to like to talk a lot, and so she would tell people after we'd been on a trip, she had connections with various news media, so it ended up in the New York Times. What I had seen ended up in the New York
Times. Really?
So I got a call from Bill O'Reilly, who wanted me to go on the air and tell the story. So I did. There's an interesting piece of video with me and him. He mispronounces my name, which I got a kick out of.
Stefan.
So anyway, I told the story.
That's about right.
He said, "Let me get this straight." You know, he's always trying to put a spin on everything. "Let me get this straight. You saw drugs being sold, and then we were paying for the whole his grind on it was that we were paying for these encampments. And the fact that drugs were being sold and people were bringing them out of these encampments, and who knows what they were doing with them after that, he wanted to make a big deal out of it because the United States was paying for the camps. And they were infested, I think that was the word he used, infested with drug traffickers." This must have been, good God, it would have been the late 90s probably, so it's about 25 years ago.
Wow.
When that whole area went up in smoke. And so, anyway, so there's another good day story. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here at 20, no, we're not quite 20 past, but let's make it 18 after the hour.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notifications. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
For breakfast, you want something simple and tasty, like the... Taco Bell's finally putting a breakfast taco on the menu? They've had all the ingredients. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, savory sausage, and a grilled tortilla. Just put them in a taco. Nothing simpler and more tasty than a breakfast taco.
Yeah, you've got a point. Okay, grab Taco Bell's all-new toasted breakfast taco.
They're gonna love it.
Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m.
At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation which vary.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13. Engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Now 23 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay's off today. Jennifer is on her way to the next gig at KRLA. And I have social media trending items. This is from the entertainment file. A focus on Law and Order SVU, which is at this very moment. In fact, they've finished writing the first set of scripts, so they are beginning to film a season, the beginning of season 25, a little late because of the strike, and there is a person coming back that folks are happy about, and I'll tell you about that right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Something about the theme to Law and Order, isn't there? I mean, think about it. I've got a smile on my face because I was a fan of this from the very beginning when Chris Noth, I'm trying to remember who the first, it wasn't the first detectives who were in on it. Well, Sam Waterston wasn't the first, the first deputy district attorney. Was an actor. I can see him, but I can't remember his name. Anyway, so the reason we're playing the Law & Order SVU theme, each one of the different Law & Order shows has had just a little different theme. It's all based on the same riff, but a little bit different. So Mariska Hargitay, who has been in all of the 24 seasons, this show is now getting into territory that not many other shows have been in. As a matter of fact, I think it may be that this particular show is second only gun smoke. I think that may be the case. Anyway, so they've announced that they're bringing back Kelly Giddish, who, for whatever the reason, I think she was pregnant, but I don't know for sure. She left a couple of seasons ago and would come back from time to time. But there was great chemistry between her and Hargate, who is the lead on the show. But the other people who have been there since the beginning, like Ice-T's been there forever. And they're all, it's a very nice, it's kind of like Blue Bloods. It's, you can tell that they like each other. You know, you don't act. Some of that stuff is hard to act. There's illusion and then there's real life. And it's obvious these people, because they've been working together for as long as they have. And because the Law and Order franchise got a shot in the arm because the original Law and Order came back. And then with that came the return of Elliot. And the Olivia Benson Elliot thing was sort of rehashed or rekindled, if you will. So anyway, the talk is that Giddish stepped away because I thought that she was having a baby, but I don't know about that. Anyway, so she's back. Yeah, she was pregnant. I thought she was. She took the time off, kind of like, what's the face in FBI? Some of the younger actresses who have families, who want to have families, they get pregnant, they have babies, and sometimes they're going to write it into the show, sometimes they can't. So in Kelly's case, they didn't, but they've written her back into the show, so she'll be back in the season, which they are starting to record today. How about that for news? 28 after here on Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Two teenagers accused of murder escaped over the weekend from a youth jail in Louisiana, less than 2 weeks after one of them already escaped earlier in November. 17-year-olds David Atkins and Willie Jackson escaped late Saturday night from the East Baton Rouge Juvenile Detention Center in Louisiana. Officials are dumbfounded and don't know how they escaped. Baton Rouge police and the U.S. Marshals Service have launched a search, and on the fourth day, the first-degree murder suspects remain at large and are considered armed and dangerous. Presidential candidate Nikki Haley is picking up a big endorsement.
The Political Action Network, financed largely by billionaire Charles Koch, has endorsed the former South Carolina governor's bid for the White House. The group Americans for Prosperity Action said Haley has what it takes to lead a policy agenda to take on our nation's biggest challenges. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
S-O. I will say no more. All right? You have the stuff that you need in order to respond? None of that. Although this doesn't have to be a mystery, right? I mean, it is not. I've said over the last couple of days, when you hear the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the first person who calls 855-999-DOUG will win a TSO CD. All right, so here you go. And I bet we already have the first caller, so we'll talk to that person. Ruth from Roseburg. I keep saying Bend because we're on in both. There's like a series of towns in Oregon. Eugene, gone there for a long time on the Stacey was there. Then Roseburg and Bend. And so I've been saying that Ruth Anderson was from Bend. And my friend Kyle there is quick to correct me, as he should. It's Roseburg, yes. And Chad Howard from Evansville, Indiana, won one of these CDs earlier in the day. So we'll see what happens now as we're moving into the new half hour on the Good Day program for the 29th of November. I was thinking about passions and things that we all are passionate about. Think about what the number one passion in your life is. I would say I'm fortunate to have a number of them, but my children and my grandchildren are my number one passions. I have a passion for animals, especially my dear dog Daisy and the cows that I have on the farm. I have a passion for the work that I do, like this radio program and the other things that I have that occupy positively my life. Friends, things that you pursue. Those are things that are passions, and those are things that are important. Very, very, you know, it's really kind of a, once in a while it's difficult because you don't know what to do next. I got so many things on my plate. Okay, where do I go next? But then I think, okay, what's my passion at the moment? And so maybe your passion is Christmas, family, job, whatever it is. Passion could be your health. I want to tell you what's coming up with Dr. Ken this week in a second. But first, let's meet, I believe it's Jolie Velasquez. Is that right? Hello, it's good day. It's Jolie.
Mr.
Right,
Jolie? Stephen.
Yes.
Good morning.
How do you do, sir?
Good. I'm doing good. And just wanted to say I listen to your show every morning. I don't really get up at 3 when you begin, but I start in at 4.
Ah, so, good for you. You're a slacker, though. You're not up at 3.
Yeah, I know, man. But you know what? One time I did get up early, and I listened to all 3 hours. So,
Did you get hair on your chest after you listened for 3 hours? What happened to you after 3 hours?
After 3 hours, I listened to my next show from 6 to 9 locally, and then from there, it's the rest of the day is my time.
There you go.
Every day is all my time.
Tell me your first name again. What's your first name again?
Joby, J-O-B-Y.
Joby, okay. All right, what's the name of the, what's the call at the radio station you're listening to?
Oh, well, you know, I'm listening to you on my phone.
Are you?
You had a state, yeah, you had it in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
But they stopped playing you.
You know, it's interesting. In Palm Springs, we've been on again, off again, on again, off again. It's very interesting. But one of the great phenomenons, and I was just thinking about that when I was saying, you know, we're on in Eugene. I've been on the air doing this program for 35 years. Some of the stations that have carried the program have been with me as long as 30 years. Maybe, I think there's one station been 31, maybe 32 years. But there are a lot of them that were on for the average program. You know, you got guys like Limbaugh that were around for a long time. Most stations stuck with him. But the average program, whether it's a local show or a national show, lasts about 4 or 5 years. There are some exceptions. Certainly Hannity is an exception to that. To a certain extent, Levin is. But some of these other shows, they people carry them, and then they want something different because the audience wants something different. And
yeah,
so
you
I
know,
don't...
I started listening to you when you had with Chucker at the end of the show when you would have a contest where, well, I'll just call it, and you would play a little short spin or a little short segment of a movie, and if you knew what that was, you can call in and win.
Yeah, and you know, we should do that again. That was a good contest.
Yeah,
that was Dr. Chucker.
Yeah, it was fun.
You know, I met Chuck in Redding, California. I was on a station in Chico, and for whatever the reason, I went out there, and we had a dinner, and Chuck was there, and he sat next to me, and we started talking about movies and that sort of thing. And I swear it was, I'll have to ask him when he's on, I think it was 30 years ago, and we've been friends and he's been on this program because he's about as solid when it comes to information about movies and entertainment, TV, that sort of thing. He's as solid as they come. And so that was another experience that I had there.
I really enjoyed that segment.
Yeah.
I also enjoyed today's segment with the animal guy. What's his name?
That's, he's on every Wednesday. It's Warren Eckstein. Yep, right,
Warren,
yeah.
My daughter just came back from L.A., and she's living in Palm Desert. And she has her dog, Coda, and I go pick him up, and he'll stay with us like 3 or 4 days. I enjoy having him. He's
a lot of fun.
And he gives my daughter
better.
A break from having to come home from work and having to take him out. And, you know, she doesn't have to walk him in the morning. So it gives her a break.
Yeah, nothing better than having a good pet at home. All right, Jolie, hold on just a second. We'll get some more information. Palm Desert, I got that. Jolie Velasquez is the next winner of the Trans-Siberian, the CD, and he'll be eligible for the drawing next week. I think Monday or Tuesday we're going to give away that stereo turntable, which gives fabulous audio. It's the Audio Technica. I don't know why they put so many vowels.
I need a turntable.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. You'll have one. Hold on just a second.
Thank you,
Dave. You can win. Thank you. Nice to speak with you. Merry Christmas to you and to your family. And now 42 past the hour here on the Good Day program. The fact that we have a lot of people traveling this time of year, going through airports, going through train stations, going through bus stations. Remember the days, 10, 15 years ago maybe, when the government started with the see something, say something? Well, they seem to be more on heightened alert now, Homeland Security is. So here's something that bolsters that philosophy of see something, say something.
Why? Why do we ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right? The answer to why defines who we are. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For my family.
For each other. Because all of this matters. We all have something worth protecting. So why do you see safe? Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Honey, can you swing by the post office and grab some stamps?
Done.
And drop off these packages?
Sure thing, honey.
Oh, and get the tracking info.
Got it.
But you haven't moved.
I know. How great is that?
This holiday season, the Postal Service is closer than ever with convenient ship-from-home services like label printing, free package pickup, and delivery notification. You can send more holiday joy from the comfort of home. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Ship from home at usps.com/holidayjoy.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, 45 at the hour, 15 before the new hour on the Good Day program, November the 29th. Doug Steffen here. Are you among the millions of people in our country who have a Google account? I should have passed this information along earlier when we were doing our tech segment an hour or so ago. I saw it and then I forgot it until just now. If you are one of these people that has a Google account, you may want to give your profile a visit in the next couple of days, because especially if you haven't been there for a while, because they're starting to delete inactive personal accounts. That means that if you haven't used your account for a while or signed into your account for the last couple of years, they're going to erase all the contents, all the photos, the emails, the contacts, documents. Google said that the cleanup is intended to protect users from spam and from phishing. There's plenty of that and a lot of scams there and other security threats. So if you are in that group. I'm thinking I may be in that group, as a matter of fact. So word to the wise is sufficient. White House today transforming to winter as they have the Christmas trees all around. There are 98 Christmas trees around the White House this year. There are 142,000 holiday lights and 34,000 ornaments. You paid for all of them, boys and girls. All right? So, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I was talking about Ken being on, Ken Kronhaus. He and I do, we do a couple of different things each week. It's Good Day Health that you hear on the weekend. We'll have a question for Dr. Ken on the Thursday program. And I like to sometimes highlight some of the things. For example, each of the programs that we do, whether it's the Good Day program, whether it's the American Family Farmer, Good Day Health, we do podcasts, or what we call downloads of all of them. So every day you can find the highlights of the Good Day program from the day before. Every week you can find the highlights of the American Family Farmer program from the week before. And then the Good Day Health shows that are on the weekend. You get there the crux of what Ken and I talk about, or what Jack and I talk about, will be there, and it stays up for, well, actually, it's there forever. We add to them every week at gooddayhealthshow.com in this particular instance. So COVID is going to be, last week we had a focus on that, and looks like we have more of a focus on it this week, because a lot of people are getting sick. I think Ken told us last week that there were more and more people getting the flu. And we have information this week on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus about flu vaccinations and what they do for those who are at risk for heart attacks. So you want to be listening to that. There also is a story that we'll talk about, actually a new AI instrument that's being used to help predict lung cancer in non-smokers. Pretty easy to predict it in smokers, but not in non-smokers. And then we got some COVID information, focus on air filters and, you know, the stuff that we keep going round and round about, right? The business of masks, what we wear, are we, you know, wearing the right ones, yada, yada, yada. I thought that it was interesting in financial news that a number of stocks have gone up pretty dramatically this week. Ford Motor Company, for example, went up about 10%. And maybe it's just because they went back they got back from the strike. GameStop Corporation, which is on the NASDAQ at GME, has gone up 13% this week. This whole gaming thing, and it makes sense at this time of year that there's going to be a lot of interest in buying games for Christmas, that sort of thing. And so I'm looking at the advice from some of the people at CNBC, whether you should sell or whether you should buy. And there are people who think at this moment that because it has done as well lately as it has, but not so well over the year, that if you have it, you should probably sell it right now rather than hold it. And it's not a buy at all. And I just, you know, I do this every once in a while just because I kind of want to see what the markets are doing one way or another. Microsoft looks like the biggest gainer of the week, which is interesting. And there's also another financial news. I think Chase has said they're going to close a whole bunch of branches around the country after Christmas. So more using online and less convenient, right? All right, here we are at 10 before the hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most.
And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Time here on the Good Day program at 53 after the hour. I'm Doug. He's Chuck. We're here to discuss, well, film, television, that sort of thing. I see the Kelly Giddish. I was talking about her earlier. You know, her from Law & Order SVU. Very popular player. Left to Have a Baby is coming back. Right. They're starting this week to most of the Law & Order franchise, I think, now back in production so they can get on the air. In January, the so-called second season. Did you tell me the other day, or somebody else tell me, that Blue Bloods was going to do one more season and that was it?
Yeah, I talked about that last week. They're going to do one more split season, and that'll be it. Which was a surprising announcement, I think, because it's so popular still of a show. But I guess Tom Selleck's getting a little bit up there.
Well,
he made that decision.
I would assume the same. And so under the circumstances, what would be smart of the producers is see if they can carry on. Can that show survive without him with a little different twist? Because the rest of the cast gets along well as a great homogenized feeling there. But it's, you know, the kids, Danny and Jamie, are too young to become the next commissioners. So they'd have to, you know, come up with something that would give them a different sort of slant on, I don't know, maybe it would work.
I mean, listen, they could easily spin that show off 100%. Yeah. I guess the question internally is who made a decision? Was it a group decision? Because, like I said, you know, it's still one of the most popular shows on CBS.
Yep.
It has a huge fan base.
Yeah, it does. All right, Macaulay. Yeah, it's a great show. I love watching that show.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin is going to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He's sit down for this, Chucker.
Yeah.
He's 43 years old. 30 years ago.
I know, but listen, here's the thing. He actually was a great child actor. I mean, if you look at his performance, his age in Home Alone and Home Alone 2, and see the work he did in those films, it's actually incredible.
Yeah. So his brother...
comfortable in front of the camera.
I don't know where his brother came into the picture. He was in, I don't know, I remember seeing him in some stuff. He was in Succession.
Yeah, I know. He was in a lot of stuff. He actually is a successful actor. He's a good, pretty good actor.
Yeah, right. He's good in that anyway. Liam Neeson is doing a new movie. I found out the other day I was having lunch with some friends in California, and it turned out one of the ladies I was talking to is a producer on the new Liam Neeson movie, which they are starting this week up in Canada somewhere. And she said he was the nicest, most pleasant, friendliest guy, just a sweet, sweet man. And because after his wife died, he wanted to keep himself active, he just says, I'm going to make movies until I can't. So he's doing, you know, we talk about this from time to time, 3 or 4 movies a year, and some people are critical, but he's doing it because he wants to stay busy because he doesn't want to be... I understand.
I think the criticism, and it's not Fiddlerson, it's he has the right to do whatever he wants to do. I think the criticism comes to... It sort of waters down your legacy. Like, you know, the Saban production company, which put Bruce Willis... in all these, you know, horrible B movies. Nicolas Cage has done good and bad.
And so is Liam Neeson.
You know, it's a whole cottage industry within the industry, outside of the studio system. It's a very interesting. I think there's a documentary or book to be written about it because I think it's actually fascinating.
Yeah, it is. All right. So anyway, I was talking about Macaulay Culkin getting his walk of his star. 2,765 people have received stars on the Hollywood. Have you ever walked down those streets?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, it really is to see who's there. Yeah, no, the new ones and the old ones, who's there, and that sort of stuff. So a lot of the people who were in Home Alone, the lady who played his mother, is going to be there to speak at the ceremony. But this thing, man, you go, he was in, the first movie he was in was something called Rock of Gibraltar. Do you remember that at all?
Yeah, I think Burt Lancaster was in that film.
Yeah.
He had a good run, but then he started, once he got a little older, it didn't materialize to the same effect. But as a young kid, he was really, really good.
I remember he had a problem with drugs, that I do remember.
Yeah, well.
So, yeah, listen, happens. Unfortunately. All right, Chucker, you're a good man. Talk to you tomorrow here on Good Day. It's 59 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.